What's up, everybody? This is Scott Wheat, recording from the phone, live in person here. Just doing a little quick recap of the weekend. This is the Great Wheat Podcast, and let's get to it, man. So we're going to cover a few things today. We're going to cover my week. Basically started out turning a heckler into a fan, and ended with me roasting somebody for their birthday, so off a chance encounter I met on the bus, so. We're going to cover those things, cover a few more thoughts. We're going to just kind of make it loose and fun. And again, this is the Great Wheat Podcast. Podcasting wherever you find podcasting, podcast and podcast. All right, so here we go.
This guy right here, that was some good stuff. Where else do you go up at,
yeah.
Bruce?
Who? Bruce,
seriously.
Everywhere? Yeah. Gotcha.
Like Marquee Theater.
You gotta come, back for sure. For sure.
Bruce, you're awesome. You can accompany us anytime, Dad. We may start doing background music. Actually, hey, can you play Blind by Light?
Oh, shit, here we go again.
Damn, I need someone to make the lip. The instrumental with the chorus.
Have you been working on that bit at least, so
No, I have it.
You have the recording of it. You can just play it.
No, I do. But the thing is, though, if you just do the chorus, like loop the beginning part, and then have the beginning part, find it by the light, and then loop it. Yeah, hey, I would be able to.
Maybe Bruce can play.
No, he said he can. He's too good for Steve Miller. You heard him rocking something.
I know.
So the way that works is you bring
Steve Miller Band. I love Steve Miller Band, but I'm saying this guy is a professional. Bruce plays the good music. Bruce Springsteen. He plays Guns N' Roses, I'm guessing, right?
Ray's all over these classic rock songs.
I know. You raise the band. You don't. He was here last
week. That's awesome. You don't.
He single-handedly saved the show last week. Ray was our MVP.
Normally, you guys are into shitty music in Fortnite.
No, seriously, I like you. Ray is like our BFF.
Oh, the good stuff.
Raising me the unofficial third. Ray, you're unofficial third person on the show.
Professional heckler.
Yeah, we need it. Because, there's so many people, Ray. We need to heckle. There's way too many audience.
Do you need your ass handed to you?
I'm participating there for us.
I'm like half your bit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, no, half. You're like at least like
that's
a third
what
of the bit. A third of it.
Do you got any jokes, Matt? You want to come and tell some jokes? I mean, you already sang. Yeah.
More QT stories. Right. More crazy QT stories.
He needs
from your undisclosed QT location. Sam, you got any jokes? Sam, you want to say anything? You want to crack a couple jokes?
Maybe later.
Okay, I got you. I'll keep an eye on the bar for you. I'll make sure these guys, I mean, all over their heads, they try to be on the bar. Yeah. I'm like a wild spider monkey, Chip. I'll go crazy. I'll hop in on Red Bulls and Mountain Dew. Go crazy.
I want to go I don't know, after that third song you did.
That was a good song.
It was a good song. Did you come in after that? But, man, I was just... I wanted to start.
Stairway to Heaven.
I almost fucking put myself in the friend zone after that song. Right. Holy shit.
Seriously.
I wanted to go kill myself. I was like...
Yeah, honestly, it's really... That's what's cool. When you have, talented people... people risk... You need a lot of talented people. It doesn't have to be just comedy.
No.
Basically, I had a lot of different open... years ago, my buddy Ken Converse, and also on Tuesday called the Underground Experience in downtown Phoenix.
Nice.
And so they do a lot of spoken
word. Are you promoting your mic at our mic?
Dude, Joe can get mad at me, but there's eight people.
At least it's the same night, right?
So it's Tuesday. It is a Tuesday night mic, so it's not competing against us.
Tuesday night. Oh, I was totally. Dude. Anything goes at Joe's.
So, man, what else is going on?
Sunday.
So, hey, Sammy, what's been the hot seller so far tonight? Sammy, what's the hot seller so far? Who's been drinking the most of what?
Whatever we're drinking.
Gin and tonic? You drinking? Are you really? Not gin and gin tonic. Are you really?
Gin and juice, gin and seven.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Again, you gotta get that synthesizer.
Sorry. Again, I'm old. I'm just gonna start singing 90s R&B and 90s rap or 80s references. So just bear with the audience.
I am.
Oh yeah.
Do you know any R. Kelly?
My body's calling for you.
It's a piss on your face.
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon.
Too soon for the R. Kelly jokes, probably.
Yeah, I guess
what
R. Kelly jokes. I think that's why.
It was just a couple months ago, didn't he? Was he sharing a show with Bill Cosby now or something?
No, there's a lot of different ones like going on here. So
you never know.
I'm really excited because I did invite somebody to come over tonight, so hopefully they...
Nice.
So I actually got possibly a lady come over trying to impress her, so we'll see. I work with them. Like, hey...
I got fucking questions, dude.
Go ahead.
Wow. So, really?
Yeah, maybe.
It's good stuff, dude.
So
keep it PC or like?
No, dude.
Are you trying to like?
No, dude. We can just do have fun.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if anyone's gonna.
I personally would invite someone to an open mic.
I was trying to work something out. We work together, so it's gonna.
You work together? Great. Fishing off the company pier, are we?
That's the idea.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
Better than crickets. What the fuck was that?
What was that?
Was that the disco ball?
I don't know. That's weird. Was it near the amp?
All right, so someone's letting cherry bombs off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
That's so light, worthy. Make sure this is...
Did it scare you?
No, dude, you know what's funny? I'm on, like, that doesn't bother me. You know, so here's another weird thing discovered with myself today. So, I was crazy today, right? So, actually, I got to complain. I actually only worked a part day thing, like a half day. And so, before I went to work today...
Babysitting phones.
So, I actually biked around earlier today, like about noon or whatever. It was only 100. It's only 105. I can do it. No big deal. So, but it's weird. I was out in the heat, and I wasn't sweating at all. But as soon as I came back from biking, like in my AC, my house, because I get unlimited AC there, I started sweating. In the cold. So, in the heat, you put me outside in the hot heat, I don't sweat. The moment it drops to like 70, just sweaty. Gross sweaty. Like a sinner in church on Sunday, man. Just sweating.
Sweating off, dude. I sweat thinking too hard.
I go, yeah, send in, whatever. Send in whore.
I'm in the same fucking clothes I was last week because I haven't changed or showered. She knows
I'm
the
same shirt. I just wear shorts.
I had a show in California. I went on the weekend. Yeah, I just sleep in my car. I'm headed to Durango tomorrow for the Four Corners Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
I'm headlining it.
Are you really?
Yeah, dude.
She told me. Okay. What's
up? That's what's up.
She told me. Yeah. I want to tag with you.
It's good stuff. If anyone's going to be in Durango, that's cool. But
I've heard about it. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it cool comedy? I didn't know.
It's my first time there, but it's at a Henry Strader Theater and on Saturday. Bobcat Goldthwait was supposed to be there, but he got in a car accident. He's a legend. I was looking forward to meeting him. For real.
Because he always like, I like how he talks.
I can go there and just beat him. But
you know, like, did he have a stroke and it just, since probably the last 30 years, that's just, I like it. Because his name's kind of similar to my last name, so. Goldthwait, you know, it's kind of like weight with it.
You're already related to R. Kelly, so.
I'm related to everybody. We're all related to each other, one way or another. Adam Eve, right?
Is there anyone famous you're not related to?
I'm not famous. A Bruce guitar playing guy here for real. I wish I was.
Sure.
I wish Bruce adopted me. As like his adopted nephew or whatever.
That's good stuff.
What?
Apparently you just adopted him as your...
No, I said I wish. You know, I wish I could be back. I don't... You got anything new that you want to work on? Any new jokes that you prepared for your headlining gig?
I am prepared for that. I was working on a few things earlier. But,
oh, did you? Okay.
What up? Do you got any new stuff you want to do or what?
I just did all the new...
You just did it? Alright, Scotty Wade, everyone.
Let me
give the notes.
Let's
see, I did my Mexican joke.
I'm gonna go old school, guys. I don't ever do this. I'm gonna read you guys jokes from my notes. So. Okay. Alright, guys. Seriously, I don't always usually read my jokes. And, alright. Here we go. Here's kind of an R. Kelly one. So, I never felt creepy, you know, as a guy until I started taking buses. Because before I got my car, I had to take buses, right? And so, when I started taking buses for a little bit, you know, and I was thinking, you know, maybe age really is a number. Because there's a lot of cute girls on the bus, and you don't know how old they are, because you can't really. But again, that's what my uncle R. Kelly taught me. That's like, you know, hey, he's, you know. When you're like, you flirt to convert, dude. So then also, you guys have heard the phrase, like, you know, a face only a mother can love, right? I don't need my notes for this one. Okay, so another one. I haven't done this for a while, but I love this one too. So this actually really happened. This happened about a month and a half ago. So if you guys want to live tweet this, this is going to be the best thing you can ever live tweet. So anyone on their phones, live tweet this thing. Swipe right to your Tinder dates on this one, because it's going to buckle in. So I was coming home from a mic on Tuesday night, and this is when I was taking the bus. And I was on 16th and Roosevelt, 16th Street and Roosevelt, and about 1 in the morning. And so I'm waiting for the bus, and this is kind of, for me, it's kind of sketchy, right? It's kind of the sketchier area on Roosevelt and 16th. So these cars keep, and there's cars kept going past the alley where we're sitting by the bus bench. All of a sudden, this car like pulls into the parking lot where I'm sitting, like right behind me, right? And so I'm getting nervous. I'm like, what is going on here? And this car like just stops, like right behind the bus bench. And then it stops and then pulls in the parking lot and like waits. And then the bus is on the opposite corner, thank goodness. And then this car pulls back out, right, and rolls down its window. And like what I can only describe is like the deepest, most feminine voice is like, "Hey, baby, do you need a ride?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good." And then her follow-up question was like, "How big's your dick?" And I'm like, I'm hung like a stud field mouse. Put my pinky to the moon, guys. And then luckily I got on the bus. So I still wonder about that. I'm like, maybe I should have taken the ride with her, because, you know. But then I was scared because, like, there could have been, like, two dudes in the back, and then it could be, like, a weird orgy, and I'm not into, again, not into those kind of orgies, and so I would have been, like, I would have duck and roll out of there, and it would have been bad, so.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
What did she look like?
I don't know. I have no idea. It was dark, so the window rolled down, and it just said,
"You don't ride in the car with a strange woman in the dark."
No, I would have gone. No, are you kidding me? No, I literally got out of there. Like I got on the bus right when she said, literally the bus came in a right seat, and I jumped on the bus and quit. Like I got the hell out of there.
But she said it just like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So it was.
I'll put two and two together on that one.
It was. I think it was someone who would use Grindr like Austin.
Were you going on a Grindr date?
No, I was kidding. I'm actually never on that app. So,
which one are you on?
I'm actually the only ones that
use for a friend.
I'm single, but I use Bumble right now. That's probably the main one.
Is that better than Tinder?
Yeah, well, it's cool because Bumble make the first move. So women make the first move on there. Which is cool because...
So when you hear crickets, you're like,
No.
So it's not like the other ones where you just...
No, you get 24 hours. So after 24 hours, like, you reappear, and then you can... So, like, you can try to, like, try again, but then the women, they want nothing to do. They're just like, boom, out of here! And then you got to reappear, and then after, you know, 50 hours of reversal fees, you help them make the right choice.
They have a new app on Tinder. I heard that it verifies height.
What? Is it really?
Yeah.
No way.
For real. I'm like, wow, man, can it verify something else? Like, fucking, is that your real picture? Or how ugly you are?
Well, I thought you were talking about dick pics.
No.
They actually do. They actually verify. You have to scan your penis.
That's funny. If they start doing that, right, I'm
making up
chairs.
Sorry, you don't have on Tinder.
If they start verifying dick size, I will have a chance.
That's why I got rejected on Tinder, guys. That's the honest goodness reason. Because it has to be like at least, you know.
He stays this before his girlfriend gets here.
And then I'm like this, guys.
Before his Tinder date gets here. Wait, is she from Tinder?
Whoa.
The girl.
No.
She's not from Tinder. She's not from Grindr.
No, I work with her, but I don't think she's showing up.
Oh shit! But she's not the company.
No, dude, I don't do that, man. I'm just
All right. Well, Bruce, you want to do a couple more?
Just one song.
Oh, hey, one song. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
It's just Stairway to Heaven, right?
Oh, is that what you're doing? All right, Jimmy Page. Holy shit, dude. I couldn't sing that high in fifth grade.
I can either.
Yeah, man. You should hear him singing Tom Petty, man. He went up. He went up. He didn't fucking go down. Which, you know.
Not
Stairway. I go down.
You're fun to
listen. Are you really doing Stairway?
No. You're okay with Tom Petty? You okay with Tom Petty? Give him back a little.
All right, everybody, Bruce.
Bye. nuts roasting long an open fire. Jack Frost sniffing at your nose.
Retard spectrum.
You guys are going to write jokes. This from a podcast.
Steve, I listened to the...
I like that.
To Nate Bergazzi's, his Little League thing, Steve. Yeah, that's part of it, dude. Where he's talking about the inside the park home run off a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was part of it. I just heard that, and I'm trying to find the rest of it. It's on
Netflix.
Spotify?
It's on Netflix, too. He has a couple of specials on Netflix.
We watched that one.
Yeah,
the one's on Spotify. I think it's just the whole standard routine.
And it's free, right?
Yeah. It's like their comedy thing. Because
there's one on there they want to charge for.
Yourself by being a hopeless believer. I was sick, I was blind for the and I was so sure that we could survive it. Thousand miles away, I don't receive it.
Front page, see the corporate golf of America. All right, we're going to go do the negotiations with the faux chow dude for the show. Meet some future shows. So the following is going to be a lot of pauses, some silence, but we're going to record it. And y'all can see how I do the art of the deal, dude, Scott Wheat style. So wish me luck, man. I'm going to meet with Victor right now. We're going to talk details. And hopefully things go well, man. We're going to see how this goes. So stay tuned, and I'll be recording right now.
the names of everybody here. So I had everybody in the group chat here. So
you can just forward the names to me.
Yeah, I'll forward you the names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure we're spelling check and everything. I hate the one we post the spelling. Oh, this is, I couldn't change this. It's hard because it's not up to me.
Right.
And I have to contact my graphic designer and do this and do that. You know?
Right, and I can definitely get you the names of everybody. And then I was almost thinking, and I was thinking too.
Double check on the spelling before submitting.
Right. Yeah. And it, so I think 20% bar would be awesome. And then I'll get your names forwarded. And then the only thing, like, I always ask to when we run the shows is doing equal advertising. Like, for me, like, I'm always promoting my shows.
Oh, yeah, everybody. You and all the hip-hop artists are going to be, and every single one on the